All right. Okay, big news, I guess, is Revis is cleared for contact. So that's a good thing. We'll see what that means later in the week, but he will practice full. Let me knock off these injuries. Landolt will be out, still with that knee injury. These other players, I'm going right off this list. They won't practice today. Brian Thomas, hamstring. John Connor, knee. Ellis Langster hurt his back. He's got a low back issue. Hurt it during practice yesterday, so we'll keep him out of practice. Hopefully get him back later in the week. Quentin Copels is out with an illness, so he won't practice. Guys that will be limited today in practice will be Eric Smith with his hip and knee, Dustin Keller with his hamstring. So that's different from yesterday. Both those guys are now limited. And then all these other guys I list will be full practice guys. That's Revis with a concussion, Sione low back, Trufant ankle, Cromartie shoulder, Chaz Schilling's ankle, Nick Ballure shoulder, LaRon Landry heel, Sanchez low back, Mangold wrist, Calvin Pace Achilles, Bart Scott knee, Mike DeVito calf, and Brandon Moore hip. So it sounds like a lot, but all those guys will be full in practice today. Yesterday's practice I thought was we had an excellent practice. Really, the scout team did a tremendous job on both sides, but in particular our offensive scout team, because they got to try to simulate Miami's no huddle offense, and it's tough. We did it. Coaches did a good job. We tried to put some of their plays in our verbiage, all that kind of stuff, and so we were out there flying. We were actually quicker than Miami's offense, which is saying something. So I just wanted to, I think it's good. The communication's got to be quick. The calls come in quick. Communication's got to be sharp. And, I thought our guys did a really nice job of that. I think practice was over in who knows how long, but we zipped through it. But that was, certainly that's something that is hard to, unless you can do things like that or prepare your scout team like that, it's hard to simulate. We used to, hold up a card and say, okay, you guys do this, wait till they come out of the huddle, get lined up, then give your play to the defense. But I don't think that gets them ready just for how quick it is in a game. They can do the assignments on a card, but so we decided to do that, and we've done that during several times during training camp. We've done that, and but it wasn't an every down deal like it was yesterday. So it was kind of interesting, but I thought our guys did a good job of that. With that, I don't know what else to say, so just open it up for questions.
With Durrell, so he's cleared for contact. Mm-hmm. So essentially, that's the final hurdle, right, for him to play.
Again, if it's not the final hurdle, I don't want to be saying something that isn't true. So I'm going to lean on the doctors and the trainers still, and hopefully he'll play. But we'll, I guess we'll see.
If he makes it through today and tomorrow with any setbacks, do you anticipate him playing then?
Again, I can say that I expect them to play, but, again, I'm going to lean on the doctors and the trainers.
But he must have passed all the tests, right? With the independent neurologist and things, to be cleared for contact, he must be passed all that.
I would say so. But I know it's a, he's cleared for contact, so obviously if he hadn't passed the test, he wouldn't have been cleared.
Dustin switching to limited today. Is that a sign that you think he might play Sunday?
Well, I think it's a positive sign. I don't think there's any question. We'll see how he goes through practice today, but it's much better than yesterday when he was out. So hopefully that is a sign that he'll play this week.
You faced your former team a few times when playing the Ravens. What do you think this will be like for Tony? It's a little different situation.
Yeah, different situation, but it'll be special. There's no question. And, you know, he's got a ton of, you know, respect and admiration for those players in particular. And there's probably, you know, a few coaches there that have coached with Tony that are still there. And that's a big thing. There's no question about it. It's a, you know, it's weird because you always, just like I always want the Ravens to do well and things, but that particular day, not so much, you know. But it's, you know, he takes a great deal of pride in those guys that play over there. You know, he's, you know, so that's special going against guys, you know, your players, a lot of your players, you know, your former players and things. But, again, it'll be, you know, you're going there to win, and that's it. But it's always nice to see guys that you've coached, and I think that's a special thing, especially, you know, before a game and after the game, you'll see the difference. But, you know, when it's time to play, it doesn't matter who's over there. You know, whether it's your twin brother, whether it's your guys you've coached for 10 years, you know, they're in a different color jersey. You really don't care about them then. But as soon as that game's over, I think it's, you know, it's special.
Rex, I know you don't want to make a definitive statement about you're out playing on Sunday, but is it a relief to you to know that he has cleared these hurdles? Because it's not like he sprained an ankle. He really didn't know when this would happen, the fact that, you know, he has.
Well, I'm definitely happy that he's clear for contact, and I'm, you know, without question, I'm happy about that. You know, for his sake, you know, he loves to play, loves, you know, but if he's healthy, I think that's the big thing. As a coach, having, you know, probably the, you know, if he's not the premier defensive player in the league, he's certainly up there. So having him as a, you know, a coach, you know, as a player, obviously you're happy for that also.
But from your standpoint over the past, you know, week and a half or so, being that, you know, it wasn't unknown, do you have to just go in preparing that he wouldn't play? Is that kind of your mindset?
Well, you certainly have to be ready for it. You know, even going into that the game this past week, you weren't sure if he would play or not. So you were ready, you know, one way or the other. You had to be ready, whether it's, you know, Darrell's playing, here's what we're going to do, or Darrell's not playing, here's what we're going to do. So, you know, you still have that plan.
Rex, how did you think Kyle did in Darrell's place?
I thought Kyle did well. I did. I thought Kyle played well, but doesn't surprise me. He's been doing that. You know, he's been playing well, and this is his third year. I think when you look at Kyle, even as a rookie, he carried himself as a pro. Kind of lost a little confidence, you know, his rookie year, which happens. But he's really bounced back, and I see him as just he understands that he understands how offenses are trying to attack him now, which I think is it takes a year or two to figure that out. But he's got that down. And obviously he's got a great, you know, physical skill set. He's always had that. And I just think he's playing with more confidence now.
Given that Brian Thomas is still injured in how Garrett McIntyre played against Miami, or against last week, how would you feel if he had to play in Miami?
If Garrett has to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're comfortable with how he plays. I mean, this is a hard playing guy, a very physical, you know, player, and we like Garrett. I mean, he's, you know, we were finding roles to play him, you know, before Brian's injury, you know, in some packages he's playing. So, you know, very comfortable with him playing.
Rex, how much of a psychological advantage do you think it has to the team to get somebody like Revis back? Does it carry over? I mean, do you notice the difference?
Well, I think you feel good when you have the best player on the field. You know, I think that can't hurt you. You know, no matter, hey, look, they've got some great players over there at Miami. They got a great left tackle, you know, Jake Long. They got an excellent guard beside him. They got Reggie Bush, is a tremendous football player. You know, but there's only one Darrell Revis. And I think that, I know I feel great about it. It's hard not to smile if, you know, he's out there. You feel great as a, you know, as a play caller, Mike Pettine, and, you know, all, but you feel good having the best player.
Actually, one of the themes of your offseason was to, you know, improve the whole speed thing, you know, one step faster. Do you think, perimeter-wise, on the perimeter, do you think you're better equipped to stop a back like Reggie Bush fast guy, outside guy this year than maybe last year? Because you had some issues last year on some of those perimeter.
Yeah, we did. McFadden lit us up a little bit. Yeah, and but you know what? This year Spiller did too. You know, so I think, you know, speed kills. You know, it's hard to defend. I do think we're better equipped to play it. You know, with some of the speed that we've added. I mean, having LaRon Landry back there running a 4-3, I think helps. You know, so I think you know, we recognize it, and in some of those things, you know, our technique, we really contributed to some of those runs. But again, he's a guy with Reggie Bush, you kind of hold your breath a little bit until the game's over, you know, because he does have that game-breaking speed.
And Sean took that hit on, and then going through what you went through with Revis, when you saw him get the evaluation, were you worried at all initially? Or is that kind of scary, I guess, when you see it happen 2 weeks in a row?
Well, yeah, the when he was out, you know, clearly when I saw him come off, I was like, okay, you know, he's – you know, back in the day, that was one of those, you know, he had his bell rung deals. But now you're, you know, I think as a coaching community, you're more aware of it now, you know, with the head injuries and things. So, you know, it's good to hear that he, you know, he passed the test, you know, because he came right up to me, goes, hey, I'm ready to go. Would you please get my helmet back? I'm like, I just looked at him and said, get over there, you know, go with the trainers and the doctors, somebody who knows what they're doing, you know, and that's basically what we did.
Do you think there's been more of an effort for him to maybe avoid some of the hits, though, and to be more elusive in a way? Is that something that he's worked on? Or?
I think as a running back, you have your style.
Yeah.
You know, he is a, you know, he's a guy that gets low and tries to, you know, get underneath guys and is a power runner. I think that's, if he was trying to be like, you know, Reggie Bush or somebody like that, it's not going to work well for him. So he has his style of running, and I don't think you really – I don't know if you can change that a whole lot.
You mentioned Spiller, and Bush is another guy who's tough to break down. The Raiders whiffed a few times on that first touchdown. Did you change anything in the Buffalo game to emphasize tackling more, or how do you do that?
Well, yeah, you and it's hard to – you know, we practice, we have a few drills that you do and things like that, but you're not really in pads, but once a week, you're not taking guys to the ground. So you have to talk about it, you have to emphasize it that way, but it's hard to simulate on the practice field, you know. So, you know, you work your techniques, you're grabbing, you're all that. You got to get a lot of guys, you know, on them, and I think that's the big thing. You know, you don't want, you know, we had several hits on Spiller in the backfield, we just weren't bringing them down. And I think that's whatever it was, we were up 41-7, I think, is, you know, we lost some kind of focus and intensity, I think, and he was able to make some big plays on us. So we have to be, you know, have to be prepared that, you know, that can't happen against, you know, a back like Reggie Bush.
Rex, even with Darrell being cleared, do you know if the training staff, the doctors will give you or the coaching staff any kind of guidelines in terms of, you know, here are the limit, there, you know, there are certain limitations, there are certain things you need to keep an eye on with Darrell, or is it simply he's been cleared, as long as he feels okay, we can kind of turn him loose and let him do exactly what he needs to do?
Well, there's different steps, you know, that the you know, with the NFL's protocol and all that. And again, I will just lean on the trainers and the doctors, and that's it. But football, and that's why you have to be, I think it's important that you need to be cleared, you know, 100%, because, you know, this is a contact sport. There's really only one way to play football, and you have to play it aggressively. And certainly if Darrell or anybody else isn't cleared to do that, you know, you really can't protect the player. You know, I mean, this game's a very physical game, and you know, that's why I think it's, you know, it's great what the NFL has done in making sure these, you know, the players are you know, ready to go and ready for contact with, you know, being 100%. And I think that's, you know, that's good.
When do you check in with Melody? Just an hour after practice, immediately after practice, when you get a...
He'll come around even during practice. Sometimes we'll talk, but he'll... you know, after practice, there's really, you know, once he's done with the treatments and all that, then I get an update that evening.
So Rex had going on a plane that would adversely affect him at all?
Again, guys, I'm definitely leaning on the trainers and the doctors because I have no idea, you know. So that's something that, you know, I'm sure, you know, they're the experts in that.
Rex, in Miami, there's a lot of stories about this being Jets week and how fired up they are for that. Do you have that same atmosphere around here, or do you save that for New England because that's a team you kind of targeted when you came in?
Well, I mean, it's a divisional game. You know, so, you know, you should be fired up about it because it's, you know, it's so important. You know, for us to be off to a 2-0 start in our division would be huge. And so that's where our focus is.
Rex, you said something on your radio appearance the other night. That was the one they're on about Landry. You say you may be worried about him being targeted by the Rex?
Well, no. What happens sometimes if you get a reputation, if you get – there's back-to-back games when you get a personal foul penalty – you know, it's human nature to say, well, you know, let me track this guy. The thing that you'll notice about Landry is, I mean, it's a physical football player, you know, as we know. But there's nothing he does when he hits a guy that is illegal. You know, like he lowers his target. He does everything, you know, the way you want. He's not out there to injure, but he's going to hit you. The thing that he's, you know, on the sideline, it's a fine line there because you have a job to do, and that's to get this guy out of bounds or to get him down. And sometimes, is he in bounds? Is he not out of, you know, is he out of bounds? Whatever. Your job is to get him out of bounds. I think that's a fine line. He certainly didn't. The last personal foul penalty that he had when he pushed the guy out of bounds, he clearly was not trying to give him an extra hit, a physical hit. He was just trying to do his job. And, you know, he put his hands on him or whatever and got flagged. So, you know, but because the next thing you don't, as soon as you let up, that guy's in bounds and there he goes. So there's a fine line between, you know, like pushing, like, you know, he's just, you know, we have to be mindful of it that, you know, when, and that's all players, not just Landry, but any player on that sideline. Obviously the job of officials is to protect the players as it should be. But sometimes you don't know if he's inbounds or not.
Do you necessarily mind? I mean, obviously you don't want the penalties. You don't want to lose the field position or anything like that. But do you necessarily mind a player having a reputation a little bit like that? That, you know, guy who plays on the edge, a guy who, you know.
Well, I love the fact he's got a reputation as a huge hitter because, you know, he's clean. There's not anybody going to say he's not a clean player. He's a clean player, but he's a hitter. Jeremiah Bell's a hitter. You know, they're going to do it within the rules. You know, Calvin Pace, I tell you, Calvin Pace had 3 or 4 hits on Ryan Fitzpatrick in the first game. Every one of them, he came clean. And a lot of times, you know, a guy will hit with the helmet. He avoided, I mean, it was textbook. He slid his head to the side, hit with the shoulder, you know, made clean hits on the quarterback. But you can tell our player is mindful of that. You know, Calvin Pace is very mindful of it. And, you know, we're trying to be as physical a team as we can within the confinements of the rules. And we're not trying to, you know, injure anybody, but we are trying to hit, you know, and be physical.
We'll do one more. Rex, just to sort of clarify, is there one game plan if Revis plays and another game plan if he doesn't? And what might the difference be?
Well, a lot of times it could be matchup driven. It could be, you know, some of your coverages could be tweaked, whatever. I mean, there's, you know, having a special player like Darrell that's, you know, we've asked him to do a lot of different things. You know, a lot of times we'll put him one-on-one on a team's best receiver and roll coverage away from him. You know, so he's just that kind of guy. So, you know, sometimes you will have, you know, different type of game plan. Okay.